Oh, Lord of mercy. Let's go.
Yes, time for Candid. Big thank you for joining us on Hits 103.9 FM on the Afternoon Definition. Thank you so much for your time. My name is Ajele Doku. Thank you so much. No, I have to say thank you because I met somebody outside. And the kind of, you know, nice things the person said to me. I said, that one, that's what I live for. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you guys so much. You've been with us from the beginning. Always there, giving, sharing your thoughts. You see us in public. You're so nice to us. You treat us so well. I'm really grateful from the bottom of my heart. And your words are the best. It is better than any form of gift that anybody could get. Yeah, words mean a lot to me. Yes. So let me appreciate you all. It's time for Candid. Now, all the youngins who like the oldies. Fantastic. All the youngins that love the oldies. I think I have a thing for older women. Girls my age annoy me a lot. I tried dating a few of them and it just didn't work. There's this senior staff at my workplace who is like 15 years older than me, but has a great vibe that I'm attracted to. She's single too. How do I approach her? What's your advice for me? 0302-216568. 0302-216567. Diana, I think I have a thing for older women. Girls my age annoy me a lot. I tried dating a few of them and it just didn't work. There's this senior staff at my workplace who is like 15 years older than me, but has a great vibe that I'm attracted to. She's single too. How do I approach her? What's your advice for me? If you have any advice, please share with me. 0302-216568. 0302-216567. 0548-841039. Give me a call. I have Kelly on the line. Hello, Kelly. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Kelly. Please, go ahead. What advice do you have for him? Should he venture or should he venture?
Kelly, the age is too much.
15 years, no. Why?
My guy, he didn't mention his age, that we can just...
No, he didn't tell us at all.
That's the problem I'm having now.
So, wait, Kelly, let me ask you. If you say the age gap is too much, like, what age would have been appropriate for him?
Oh, if a lady is older than you, something like 5-6 years, is okay.
But okay, 15 okay.
Years, 15 years, that's him. If she give birth, she can give birth to a 15-year-old, that's, like, you are older than the person 15 years. So, it's too much. Like, the age have to be, like, 5-6, it'll be okay, but 15 years is too much.
So you don't think he should venture, eh?
And he was like, the young ones are giving him tough time. And
yeah, they annoy him, yeah.
Now, that's the truth. The young girls now, they are stressing us all.
Oh, and dear Kelly, you're always complaining about that.
They are stressing us too much. I have a story, I don't know if I can get a number and call you and tell you.
Kelly, you have my DM, Kelly. You are just send it to me.
I'll send it your DM.
Please, quickly. Why?
Okay. I'll send it your DM. Please. Now you.
Okay.
Because the young ones nowadays, I don't know.
Kelly, this thing, every day you keep saying the same thing. I don't know what it is.
Because I'm having a problem and my friends too are having problems with that. So, it's like...
It's hard.
It's hard for us.
I understand.
The young guys, because of that, the young guys now... You can't get married at the young age.
But don't say that. There's a possibility that marriage is there for everyone.
I'm talking from experience. The young ones want to marry, but because of what the ladies are doing to them now, they go in and they give up. That they just give up. And me like this, I've given up. I just want to take time.
Don't say that. We'll work on it. Kelly, just send me a message in my DM. Let's have a conversation. Okay, my dear.
Thank you so much for calling in. Welcome.
I have Son of God on the line. Hello, Son of God. Good afternoon. Hello. Oh, he's still on the line somewhere. Hello, Son of God. I lost him. 0302-216568. 0302-216567. 0548-841039. Dana. I think I have a thing for older women. Girls my age annoy me a lot. I tried dating a few of them and it just didn't work. There's this senior staff at my workplace who is like 15 years older than me, but has a great vibe that I'm attracted to. She's single too. How do I approach her? What's your advice for me? I have Prince on the line. Hello, Prince. Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, Ajele. I've been trying this for a long time. I don't know. It's always been.
I'm so sorry. You see, I'm hard. Like, you know, I'm hard. Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, please go ahead.
I know your hotline is like crazy, man.
No, mommy, please go ahead. It's so good to hear from you. Please go ahead.
You see, the young girls these days, they demand too much.
Okay.
They demand too much. Some of them, you know, they are the housekeeper. They want to take care of their mom. They want to take care of the family. So when you get into them, they start asking for this and that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they ask for that you could not even afford it. And then from there, it makes you to become like somebody who is wretched, who is a black sheep who doesn't have anything. But when you go to older women, you know, those older women doesn't need nothing from you. All they need is your time, your love. You know, all the best things you could give to them, they are happy. Take them everywhere. Make them feel like a thing. Make them feel like they're 18, you know. The living, the world is on your hand, not the man.
Okay, Prince, I get you. I feel you on that one. But I've never experienced that, so we'll ask more people and find out. But thank you so much for calling, my dear. I have Stanley on the line. Hello, Stanley. Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good.
Stanley, go ahead. What do you think about the guy's situation 15 years apart?
Antina, after my distance, my opinion, I mean, I would like to get your number so that we talk.
Okay, but you can call us on the number like after the show, that you know, the number you're calling on, I'm here, we could talk about anything.
Okay.
But please go ahead, talk to me.
The boy should come clear, you know. Sometimes the age, any lady in the age, you know.
Hey.
Oh, he has a means to say of sugar mommy cry and problem. Oh, you are going for marriage. You know, if it's marriage, you can't just tell me that the lady is, 10 years or 15 years older than you. That one day, it can't work. But if you come clear that, because of this hardship, you are going for, I have friends that, they are engaging in such things. But if you are saying the lady is older than you, then this and that, you are not being fair to us. Just for the, those who are listening, the listeners, you have to come clear that you are going for a sugar mommy for your satisfaction or for financial support.
Situations, yeah.
Yeah, because me myself, I have some, experience and I would like to share, you know.
Okay, but you can just call us on the number or send us a message there. We're here most of the time. Okay, Stanley?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I have Mr. Isaac on the line. Hello, Isaac. Good afternoon. Hello, Isaac.
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
Isaac, please go ahead.
The thing they had, what the guy said right now, it's true because he has to know what he's going in for. Is it for marriage or maybe just relationship? Because I've been with someone and she was older than me like that, like 10 years. But they, for them, they just want marriage. So if you are not in for marriage and you are going to waste her time, I don't think you should even waste the time telling her anything.
Okay, my dear.
So you have to know what you want, like, is it for marriage or just a relationship? Because for the old people who are older than you, they just need marriage. You understand?
Yeah.
So when you go in for marriage, I think it will work. But if it's for just a relationship, then I think it's not going to work.
Okay, my dear. Thank you so much for calling. I have Son of God on the line. Hello, good afternoon, Son of God.
Good afternoon, bye, man. Sorry for that one.
Oh, don't worry, my dear. Don't worry. It happens. Network issues. Talk to me. What do you think?
Nah, do you know something? This approach is not easy at all. Yeah, because one, the vibe is there, but you might be feeling otherwise that maybe the person you approach, the person will not give you that mandate. And me, what I want to say is that if them to the vibe they there, with them to the feel, why is it that they don't really approach? Sam, you said that them to they should show something that it is the most, oh, the vibe they. So that the guys, you go see guy that the courage and approach. There is this woman that I'm liking recently. You see, even though the woman, I've been buying food from her. Even though she told me that didn't I like a sugar mommy, I don't have to approach her and tell her that, oh, mommy, I want us to go out or something like that. You may approach them and they will shy you.
Yeah.
You understand? So me, what the advice I have for this young man is that you should just try to take the woman on a date. You should ask her for a date. Like, oh, let's go out for lunch or dinner or something. Then from there, he pick it from there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much for calling. So let me go into the studio. I have my brother here. Ni.
Hello.
Good afternoon, my darling. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm fine, no. Okay, so I really want to hear what you have to say. But let me share with the listeners. If you just joined, this is Candide. This is what we're discussing. Why all the guys who called are sharing your thoughts. Then, I think I have a thing for older women. Girls my age annoy me a lot. I tried dating a few of them and it just didn't work. There's this senior staff at my workplace who is 15 years. He's like 15 years older than me, but has a great vibe that I'm attracted to. She's single too. How do I approach her? What's your advice for me? That's what we're discussing right now. Please keep your messages coming through 0548-841039. Our social media handles at Hits 103.9. We're live on Facebook. I have here with me my very special friend, Sheila's very special friend, Martin. And then I have Ni with me. Ni, please go. Are you there? I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Yes, spice it up.
Me, if I'm the guy, I don't care about the age difference. Like, I don't care about it. I'm still going to shoot my shot.
You shoot your shot.
But then you ask yourself, what are you going to give her right now? Because you said she's a senior staff or mm-hmm. whatever, yeah.
She's 15 years plus older than you.
15 years, yeah, doesn't matter. If you're 20, I don't even care about it. But then, what am I going to give you right now? Like, that's what I'll ask myself.
Wait,
am I going to
when
give
you say, what am I going to give you? Please break it down. What does that mean?
Like, what would I, because she has already made it right now. And it's 15 plus, maybe it'd be like 20 something there about. You've not figured things out. There will be some kind of support you're supposed to give older women and all that. Are you ready to go through that kind of stress and all that?
He doesn't have experience.
Wait. Let him finish.
No, I've had my share with someone who is older before and all that. It was stressful.
How old?
I don't know, but she was way older than me.
Way older.
Because I think that was like in 200. Yes, and it was stressful because it was my first time.
Uh-huh.
And then this person always comes to campus around like 12 a.m., 1 a.m. and all that. That's the time she's free.
Dated a witch.
Is it?
Dated a witch.
No. On a regular day, we're not, like, we'll talk and all that. But she wants to come and take me out like around this time.
No, that's wrong, man. 1 a.m., 2
yes.
a.m.
Because me, I knew she had it. Like, she was married and stuff. You get it? But then you are just going in for fun. Like, it won't be a serious relationship.
See, one of the callers mentioned the fact that, you know, women within that bracket, like, you know, 15 years and above, like, they're not looking for just play. They are looking for something serious.
Yes.
Are you going to consider that before you step into that place and shoot your shot?
Well, guys right now are not going to go in for, like, full relationship and stuff. Just going in for the fun and for the money. Sugar mommy vibes and stuff. Like, the way the girls are also going for sugar daddies and all that, so the boys also want to go in for sugar mommies. Uh-huh. But if the guy is really serious about this, he shouldn't just watch the age and all that. He should just... You should take the lady out and stuff. No, mm-hmm. don't take her out. In the same office now, just talk to her. Try and move to her small. Oh, hi, hello. Just build it. Taking her out will be a big...
Step,
yeah.
Okay.
Just build a small and stuff. Then you start, you see how she's going to respond to you. Because you can't just, I can't just come to her and be like, nah, like, I want to take you out and all that. You'd be like, ah, this boy, pan, you get it.
But
if I'm coming small, like, I'm checking up on you and all those things, it will build, and we'll build that kind of solid ground. Then I can be like, let's go out. Then we'll just go out.
So, but yours is for vibes and fun, and sugar mommy levels.
And money levels.
And money levels. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Please, we're live on Facebook. Please keep your messages coming through 0548-841039. 0548-841039. Diana, I think I have a thing for older women. Girls my age annoy me a lot. I tried dating a few of them and it didn't work. There's this senior staff at my workplace who is like 15 years older than me, but has a very great vibe that I'm attracted to. She's single too. How do I approach her? What's your advice for me? Martin.
Hi, Ina.
Yes, please.
Good afternoon
to
everybody.
Good afternoon, darling.
There's one thing beautiful about dating somebody older than you.
Uh-huh.
It gives you peace of mind. you have a lot of peace of mind. She wouldn't call you to ask you for credit. No, we'll call you and say, Kojo, I'm hungry. Kojo, I'm this. Kojo, I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you give them what they want, and that is the comfort, the passion, the care, the attention, you are like dating an angel, basically. So yes, there's so much peace dating somebody older than you, especially if the person is also a busy person. You know, on Halbibri, unlike our dear sisters who want to be everywhere with you, you know. So yes, there's peace of mind. How do I approach her? I think at her age and being single, she needs attention.
Okay.
She needs care.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that indeed she is single, treat her like a girl. Don't treat her like an old lady.
How do you mean, my dear?
So imagine me liking Sheila.
Yes, please.
I'll buy her maybe chocolate. I'll buy her some yogurt, you know, a cup of yogurt or something. Treat her like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be your small boy and treat her like a young lady. She will get the message. Now when she gets the message, that is when she also will start letting you know that, yes, this is what I've seen. And when that time comes, you now behave like the man you're supposed to be.
Mm. You treat her like a girl. Take your time with it. Then when it gets to that point, you treat her like the man you're
supposed to be. A man not to order her around, no. Not ordering her around, no, 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 no.
Mm.
A man in the sense that, you see, if you become a small boy to her, she'll treat like a small boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ken, beju koto are you actually her mommy? Ken, family bag ne bremi. Mm-hmm. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
So the beginning, you give her the chocolates to make her feel pampered.
Mm-hmm.
Now when she gives you attention, start treating her like a man.
Yeah.
I've ordered this thing for you. So the chocolate, you're no more buying it. You are now ordering for her.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes very small, but you see the smile that it brings to her face.
The thoughtfulness.
You get it. That is how these people want to be treated. So you treat them that way to get into her heart. Now, don't focus on money. The money will come. Don't focus on it. If you behave like Ken, sugar mommy level, She will rather use you.
Mm-hmm.
She will use you and you will not, because she has all the experience. You think she's 15 years older than you. She's not have all these people.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful you don't go with money. But you go with love. Like the way you love a younger lady, love her that same way. Give her all the vibes. Give her all the, you know, things that you do to her. And you see the magic that comes along with it.
But, you know, let me go back to this. One of the callers says, oh, 15 years, dear. The age difference be too much. Like, if it was like 6 years or probably 4 years, it will be better. Do you agree with the question?
Uncle Bisa Macron.
Huh? Uncle Macron, Bisa. President Macron.
Yes. Emmanuel Macron. Besame Kansamba means Minka already.
I feel like the age is okay. 15 years is okay.
It's not.
You, dear, for what? The purposes that you want to do for, it's okay for you.
No, listen, no. For me, genuinely, I won't just go in for the money and stuff. If I'm going in for someone who's 15 years older than me and stuff. And I really like the person, I won't just go in for the money. I don't care.
I won't do it. I will not be 35 and do a 50-year-old lady.
Yes.
I won't. No. A 40, 45, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But 50... Charlie,
that one, dear, it's too much.
30, 45, I will do.
But nowadays, some of the women who are 50, 45, they don't even look. They don't look their age.
There are few. In Ghana, here, almost.
Yes, I will.
Omo makani ni na unhu manu.
Unhu unhu.
Unhu manu.
Mhm.
Obi, one recruit who ato so.
Hey.
Yeah. A few of them, no, they still look No.
But let me go back to the age part. You didn't respond to that.
I don't mind.
It doesn't matter if it's 10, 15 years.
No.
You don't mind.
Love is love.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, it's love.
Yeah, love is love.
But you know, there was a part that you said about, you know, not you shouting at it. A lot of young men get that thing wrong.
No.
The ego gets in the way when they're dating an elderly woman, like somebody who's older.
Shout on a woman?
Like, you know, I say, you know, you feel that you have to take control in the conversation.
You respond like, trying to,
yeah, so now you shut head down and stuff like that. Yeah. That ain't gonna play. That don't fly with nobody.
Love is so beautiful that if you want to play the role of a man in a relationship, you rather serve the person. You rather should serve. That makes you the man. Getting down, opening the door for her. Let me take you to the Western world. Mm-hmm. Opening the door for her, you know, serving her food and all that makes her even respect you. That is when you are showing off as a man. By not shouting her to sleep, sit down, I won't do this, I won't do that. It makes you a boy.
It's like I'm controlling her.
It makes you a boy.
Yeah.
Boys do that. Mature boys or men rather serve the woman, and that makes you the man. Yeah. So I have met someone like that. I used to write her exams for her and all that.
Eh?
Yeah.
Is this presently or because I told Sheila to listen to the show.
I check. Yeah, but you see, at that age they need love and care. They have made a lot of mistakes. They have met a lot of people who have deceived them and all that. That is why they've even decided not to
venture.
You get it? So if you are going in there, go with a matured mind. Knowing that this is the person I want to be with and this is how I want to treat her. Sometimes the way you even treat her will make her look younger than these ones walking around. Yeah.
So feel comfortable and all that.
But let me before we wrap up on this, you know, society really frowns on somebody who is 35 dating somebody who is almost like 48 or around that. You know, your family, you can't even introduce somebody.
Everyone is going to think you are just in for the money. Trust me.
Even your family, if you say, okay, mommy, this lady is my girlfriend, she might not look her age, but she's like 15 years older than you. Would your mother agree to it?
You know, we'll sack the two of us from the house. Because 15 years is a lot. But then you have to, like, with society, come on, everyone is judgmental. Mm-hmm. Everyone is going to have something to say about it. It's up to you to just overlook those things. Because you'll be watching around and someone will be like, hey, this boy, he's a girl, he's dating 15 years, someone who can be their mother and all those things. If you really know what you want, you're not supposed to let these kind of things
get to you.
Yes, you face it, you get it everywhere and all that. Like, it's normal.
I wake up in the morning to go to work. At the end of the month, I take care of myself. I send mommy money. I pay school fees for my kids and all that. If I choose to be with who I choose to be with, mommy has nothing to say than to just bless it. Because I'm being the man. But if I'm a boy who... Bosume swami frema majiska dia. Oh yeah, dia brewa kofi. You get it? So... work on yourself before you even take such a person home.
I like that part. Work on yourself before you take somebody like that home.
Yeah.
Wow. Please keep your messages coming through. 0548-841039. 0548-841039. Charlie, the diverse parts of this conversation, Bandia, it really go mew. Ni? You dey go do one for money.
Oh, no.
It's okay. You said it already.
I really do it
I've
for
recorded
money.
It. I'm going to put it on TikTok. Right?
I really do it for money per se, but then...
Do you see yourself marrying somebody 15 years older?
Maybe like 5 years older than me.
Maybe 5 years.
15 is a lot.
15 is a lot. But somebody 5 years older than you, good too.
I don't mind.
Martin, 15? You don't care?
I met a woman here when I came to work here.
Uh-huh.
I know she was older than me.
Uh-huh.
If the way she looks and she is 50 or she is 15 years older than me and she looks that way, I will gladly date her.
Because she doesn't look her age
at all.
Yeah, it would depend too. If you look solid.
You've already said you want 5 years.
No, no,
yeah,
no,
you
listen,
said 5 years.
Listen,
no,
listen,
don't change your mind. He's confused.
Imagine say I meet girl away, like she's 50 years older than me and she doesn't look old. She looks like very young. Those kind of very young, like that one I'll consider. But then that's her 15 and it will be like
She will consider dating you.
She will consider dating you. See,
senior staff will consider dating you, not you considering her.
Yeah, that one. Young yeah. Man. You see, he's getting it wrong. Because somebody was saying that, I won't mention the person's name, but the person was saying that, for older women, there's just the vibes. What vibes?
No.
I'll say it's vibes. That's what you have to do. Let me bring some of the messages in. Let me go on. X, this one says, Chef Blogger says, good afternoon. I think the guy has to check out his attitude when being in a relationship with his age ladies of his age. And also the old lady thing, how sure is he that the old lady won't dump him with the excuse of he's too young? At Sadat Enim 8 says, does he want a sugar mommy or a girlfriend? That's a good question to ask. He didn't tell us his age, so we didn't know. Those are some of the messages coming through on X. I can't find the rest. It just disappeared all of a sudden. Those are some of the messages on X. See, let's wrap up. Should he go ahead or he shouldn't go?
Oh, he should go in. He should go in, but with a positive mindset.
With a positive mindset?
Mindset, yeah.
You're still confused.
Oh, no, he should go. He should go. Like what the person said, are you in for
a sugar mommy or a girlfriend?
So it depends on what you want.
Okay.
But if you are in genuinely, just go in. And
he didn't mention sugar anywhere. He said she's a senior staff.
And he likes her vibe.
That's it. The way she dresses, the way she walks, the way she even talks at work. I will go in for that.
Thank you guys so much. Let me read the messages that are here. It says, Osikane Brandt, good afternoon. Now, I'm listening to you live from Asham in opposite Total Feeling Station. I agree with your first panel. You guys are bringing us nice and interesting stories. Helena, the guy has a big problem, and the thing is that he's not going in for love. It's all because of his age mates and what his age mates have done in the past relationship. Trust me, I can see that what he has been doing all this while because he always go in for people who are more ahead of him. He wants a high class woman, which you are not at that level yet. The guy has to check himself out very well because he's his own problem. I'm Emmanuel from East Lagos. How can you go for someone who's older than you like this? How are you going to even tell her when you want to take off her drawers? Massa, it's not going to work. Good afternoon. Now, the age gap is too much. If she was 3 to 5 years older than him, then I think it'll be okay. But and they can even get married. But 15 years, bro, that's sugar mommy levels. She can even give birth to you. What if she's not into younger guys? For a girl, it could be cool, but a guy, ew, that's gross. He's rather looking for a sugar mommy, not into older women. Yaya Kobla listening from Medina. Good afternoon, Nan, the crew. How are you guys doing? We're doing fabulous. I have experienced the guy just has to ask her for a hangout. Master, the guy for look sharp. This is H from Utubu and Trasi. Hi, now I'm Don Weezy inside Kaswana. Thank you for the good work you're doing for our mother Ghana. I'm just trying. The age is too much. He should keep going. He will meet the right person one day. And those are some of the text messages that came through. Thank you so much for joining us. Big shouts going out to Nee and to Martin. Oh, there's some more messages. It says, hi, good afternoon, sweet. Now, this issue is some way, but my advice to the guy is he should let it go because it won't work. But what your panelists are saying is very true. Most ladies walk with problems looking for a naive man to put on a low parking kwan. But per your question you asked, how can you know someone who is truly in need? Check the work she does, her attitude towards work, her income, and what she's using the money for. And this is why I don't understand where this is coming from. Wrong message, my dear. And that's it for Kanye this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Definition. Big thank you going out to Betway, to the entire team, Wadu, Nakwame, Arnold, Ziggy, Paul. Kofi Evod is now doing social media. Oh, wow.